High gas prices and a topsy-turvy economy have rendered the auto industry a 1-2 punch, especially against makers of large vehicles. Domestic auto sales are at their lowest levels in nearly a decade, and analysts say the market's expected to be difficult for at least the first half of 2008. In light of this, GM will cut production at its Janesville plant by 15% in March, meaning fewer SUVs such as the Chevrolet Suburban and the GMC Yukon will be rolling off production lines. David Cole of the Michigan-based Center for Automotive Research says this reflects a more serious and durable business philosophy on parts of General Motors.
The idea that we had in the past was very high fixed costs. We need to just produce, sell, and a consequence of that, the incentives are high, you move it into fleets, and it is sort of a death spiral. And what they're really doing is pulling back from this. We're going to try to keep balance between production and profitable sales. We're not going to go overboard as we used to in this. It's a sign of maturity and, to me, a very positive sign.
Cole says if GM didn't choose to curb production, it would eventually hurt the value of its vehicles. He says while some factories do temporary shutdowns, that's mainly to adjust inventories. He adds market demand is becoming stronger for what are called crossover vehicles, which are smaller and more fuel efficient than SUVs. The slowdown may also affect the Janesville plant's workforce. GM says those details will be worked out later with the local United Auto Workers Union. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.